Uh-huh. Well, now, did they use nails on those, or did they have holes
in
those?
No, they didn't use any nails at all, I don't think. Because they took them down and moved them, you know, when they wanted to, and piled them in another place, like where they'd pan the cows, you know, and get a piece of ground ready to plant in, they'd move it to a new place.
Well, now, with that second kind of fence, how did they keep the rails up?
Well, they'd have to drive a stake down in the ground on each side of them.
Oh,
Well, now, what about the uprights on the zigzag kind of rail fence?
Now those are the stake and rails.
Yeah, you see up there, it was stuck over here on the ground over there on the
right.
ground, the top would cross. And then they'd lay one up there on that top cross, and that'd make it going up higher. Sometime they would wire it or fasten it together, but I don't think they ever nailed it.
Yeah. What kind of wood do you use for this? Fat pine?
Yeah, they just split pine. They'd cut down the trees, you know, and saw them in the length you wanted your rail, and I reckon about as far from here that plane. They're about as long as this couch. And then they split it up and make them the size they wanted.
And those glass pretty well?
Yeah. You know, then they was good heart timber and all, you know.
Yeah.
I know we have a grapevine made out of some old we got from an old fella out in the country now that is solid as ever was. Wish you could get some like them now.
Yeah, that's nice wood.
Well, what are some other kinds of wooden fences that people used to use?
Well, they had to put down posts and they have the boards sawed up and nail them on them. Sometimes they nail them crisscross, you know, like that, and sometimes they nail them straight.
And did people ever use picket fences or paling
fences?
Oh,
yes. Yeah, over at our old place right over yonder, we had a picket fence all around it, and I hate to move off and leave that. We hadn't been here for 12 years. We had old place or something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, a little picket fence right on.
Well, now, did the picket fence, was it sawed off like this on the top, or did it have little points? Or?
Had little points. You get the little strips was about as wide as that, I suppose, maybe two.
Mm-hmm.
And they'd sharpen them at the top, and then they'd put them about the same distance apart that they are wide, and go nail them on the frame. You'd have to put your post down about as far as you had the door, you know, and then nail your foundation, one at the top and one just above the bottom, to nail your pickets too.
Mm-hmm.
All the way down.
If too many people are spending the night at somebody's house, what do you call a bed that's made up on the floor? What do you call low ground in a field or maybe around a river where somebody might plant something?
Well, I guess you'd call it lowland.
Have you heard people call this kind of land bottom land or bottom?
Yeah, I believe I have.
Uh-huh. Well, would that be the same as lowland?
I believe it would.
Would you name several different kinds of roads depending on what they're made out of?
Well, there's dirt roads and clay roads and then the paved roads, but usually the paved roads is like them on the highway, but sometimes they have a certain kind of rock or oyster shell or something like that, you know, that they put on and make them substantial.
Well, do you have a particular name for a paved road that has a black surface?
Well, I guess it'd be concrete, wouldn't it?
Okay. And how about a paved road that has a light-colored surface?
Now, what would that be called? Would that be called a shell?
I really don't know.
A shell road would be light, yeah.
A shell road?
Okay. What do you call a grassy strip about 3 or 4 feet wide between a sidewalk and a street?
That does have a name, don't it? Because I know in the garden club we're always talking about planting on that strip, but I declare I can't think what we call it.